بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. بارك الله فيكم، جزاك الله خير. Again, for those who know what I do and who I am, I've never really got into refutation wars. I saw now, Yas Qadi posting, and it's like, don't mention names and this and that. But see, it's like oversimplifying things, because these are the people who taught us in our young years, who told us to stick to the haqq and to the truth. Of course they can just dismiss you as a lay person and whatnot, and it's okay, fine. This, we're not claiming to be scholars. Are they claiming to be scholars? I mean, that's a question that it's valid, right? But see, that's the thing with today's society, though. People don't like to get out of comfort. They just want to do their thing and that's it. No one can challenge you. No one can tell you that you're wrong. No one can say, attack concepts. Okay, I attacked the concept. I didn't attack a person. If you look through my videos, that's not my way. I challenge everyone to look through my videos and see how many so-called refutations have I done. Okay? And I've been around for many years. If I've sought to raise to fame, to get followers, because yes, indeed, these kind of refutations, like, man, the accounts are increasing, everyone's watching and posting and sporting and this and that, I would have done it a long time ago. Like, my YouTube channel is like 14 years now. I would have done it a long time ago. That's not what I'm all about. But this issue that came up was an important issue. And I'm talking, inshallah, to Mufti Mike. Alhamdulillah, we're on WhatsApp and we're getting on a call. I couldn't take his call last night. We're talking to people, okay, trying to get to an issue. Not just like, yeah, let's just make peace. No, we have an objective. I appreciate the fact that Mufti Mang messaged me and I'm messaging him back. And there's respect. Okay, we're going to talk like men, as he said. I like that. I like that. That's all good. I did not hate on anyone, but certain things I do not agree and I stand my ground. And you know what? Yeah, I'll mention, Sheikh Yasir Qadi, because he posted his last post about, the knitting wars and just dismissing. Yeah, he's not naming anyone, but he's been smashing the Salafi movement for the longest time now in the past few years. So look at the contradiction. Neo-Salafis, neo-this, neo-that, always smashing the Salafi movement. But when someone says anything, he didn't mention anyone, right, supposedly. Oh yeah, but he smashed all of them. These are irrational claims, brothers and sisters. What I'm trying to say is these guys were our teachers, okay? And they've changed. And that's just the reality. And maybe we're going to change. And it's your duty to put us in our place. As Omar Khattab said when he took over, right? If you see something that I do, you need to put me back in my place. So, I don't know. I mean, it's very easy to dismiss someone. Oh, it's hatred. Just move on. If you don't like the sheikh, just move to the other one. That's the approach that sadly some of these brothers are taking today. That you think that Islam is about like TikTok. If you don't like someone, swipe, swipe, swipe. Just swipe to the next guy. It's like what TikTok, right? Is this what Islam has become? With all due respect, I know Yasir Qadi. I'm not his best friend, but we've met before. We've had lunch together. We've sat down. We've talked. I drove him around. We've had dinner. He was my teacher. Okay, and I learned a lot from him. Actually, where I am today, it was a lot to do with Yasir Qadi 17 years ago. 17 or 16 years ago, okay? When he would teach those Aqidah courses. And I'm thankful to that Yasir Qadi back in those days. As to the new one, may Allah guide him. I don't agree with him 100%. He can come and smash. And this. The reality is, brothers and sisters, it's not about me or him or attacking. It's very easy for someone to just dismiss this by saying, he's attacking this, he's attacking that, he's attacking this. But right now, the world is getting worse. Okay? The comments of some of these things, LGBT, flip-flopping about when you're asked about these things, because it's affecting our families. And we learned from them to stand our ground back 17 years ago. They're not standing the ground now. They're just pay attention. Let's summarize, okay? He's saying, just move to the next sheikh. If you don't like it, flip to the next one. Because that's what he's preaching right now. It doesn't matter whether who's right, wrong, whether there's evidence, this, that. It's easy to just use a quote of Imam Shafi or this or that. But they don't know that the scholars themselves wrote books and refutations of scholars. Yes, I know that the heart will harden if you just argue and fight and this and that. But when we look at the Sahaba and the scholars, the issues of tasheeh and fixing and writing books with footnotes, explaining, correcting. Yes, there's a certain way of adab. Where have I gone wrong in the adab? Have I swore at someone just because I'm passionate when I speak? That is something that is wrong. Well, the Prophet ﷺ was very passionate. Then you would have a problem with Umar Khattab and how passionate he was. Where is this coming from? This like, oh, should be adab. Yes, I agree 100%. Show me where I didn't have adab. Why? Because you consider me a lay person? Okay, and who are you? Come on, guys, like, let's relax. This is like, yeah, okay, you didn't name me, but you know exactly who you're talking about, who the issue is about. It's like passive aggressive. Brother, may Allah bless you, and you know the hearts will get hard, and this is not good adab. And all the people are saying, oh yeah, that's right, you know, this brother is messed up. You know, what is he talking about? Why is he targeting these people? Brothers, we are compromising our deen. Sisters, you're compromising your deen. This is not about a battle. This is something that's a battle that's on the ground. Okay, by many other enemies, and the fact that our brothers need to stand up a bit more. That's it. They taught us to stand up. Uqsim billah. Studying with Yasir Qadhi, Omar Suleiman, many of the others. Okay, I'm naming them because I benefited from them. Even from the things that Mufti Meng posted. So many. I used to listen to the Seerah and the Sahaba stories. I still have the CD in my car. CD. You understand? I will never give up what I learned there from them at that time. 15, 16 years ago, even 12 years ago. But then about at a mark of 10 years, something happened. I know what happened. That's my fight here on the ground. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing right now today, because now it's going too far. And honestly, you can say Imam Shafi said this and that, but then you look at the life of Imam Shafi and you look at the differences and you look at some of the scholars and how they refute it. Imam Bukhari and others and others and other Imam Ahmed, there was refutations. There was. We're not them. I know you're going to say, but you're not them. I understand that. Okay, look, I'm getting... I understand. I apologize that sometimes I get hot. I apologize. But I was a kafir. I became Muslim 18 years ago. I know what's on the other side of the fence. And when I became Muslim and started living in Muslim countries, working with curriculum, with schools, with children, with families, counseling, giving khutbas, studying. I graduated also from Islamic University. I graduated from secular university, from more than one. If you want to list all the credentials in this and that. But I'm not considering myself a scholar. Okay? The scholars have already talked about some of these main issues about between themselves, about calling out the scholars on different issues, on these, you know, the platforms, the people are online and so on. I'm talking about here social issues, certain issues. The rest are linked to the fiqh because they are part of the social issues and they're part of the war that we are fighting right now. So it's easy to dismiss the whole, like, you know, refutation culture. Who came up? Is this a scholarly term that's been, or something that's been claimed? You know, in psychology, you make labels to dismiss something very easily, to simplify something. Conspiracy theory, dismissed. Is a conspiracy theory, dismissed. Anything to do with COVID today, vaccines, this and that? No one will, no, is this, it's a conspiracy theory, dismissed. Brother, why are you not saying clearly that Islam forbids, homosexuality, and this is we're against it. That you yourself believe in Islam, you're against. Refutation culture. Who are you to refute me? Refutation culture? Where? Explain to me this term. Where is it coming from? Refutation culture. Yes, Imam Shafi said. Yes, Ibn Taymiyyah, and others, what they've said about Ibn Taymiyyah when he got into refuting people. Shaykh al-Islam to me was an expert in refuting people. Imam Abu Hanifa was challenging and debating. Musa alayhi salam was refuting Fir'aun. You say, oh my God, are you calling us Fir'aun? No. No, I'm talking about the concept. Okay? Aisha and Ali had a fight because they thought they're on the haqq. Okay, it was a big battle. And. Yes, I agree. We have to have manners. Sometimes I get hot, but the reality is that understand where I'm coming from, parents specifically. If these imams and these famous sheikhs, mashallah, don't want to understand and they don't want to come up and start talking about some of these issues, because I know I've spoke to some of them face to face, and they say, look, our jobs are in danger. My job is finishing. I've received, as I said before, I know some of you have sent, like, it's okay, brother, may Allah bless you. Don't worry, I have my qualifications, I have my stuff, don't worry, I'm okay, I'm cool. I know that, you know, you get pulled in, you get this, you get that, you get removed, you know, from the board. I understand that. But so what? Is that what we're all about now? And again, disclaimer, I'm not calling for anyone to hurt anyone, did I swear at anyone? I don't care what the people are saying in the comments. I don't, you know, read most of the comments. What I care about is we're having a debate and discussion on masculinity, because it's a big problem, because men are not men, okay? And that's what we're talking about. And alhamdulillah, I'm happy. I'm extremely happy that it has reached, my objective was to engage this discussion by some of these famous sheikhs. And I've been saying for many times, guys, talk about real issues. You want to dismiss it, okay. But some brothers have been now talking about it. Ali Dawa is, you know, made a statement, and he's been posting things before. You like him or not, this or that, inshallah, I leave that between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to do my thing, you know. That's a different story. Same with Mufti. And others are jumping in. Others are sending messages. Yes, man, we need to open this discussion. It's been too long now about women's rights, wife. So we have to kneel now to them. I'm not saying that we shouldn't love them and respect them. We love and respect our women. We protect them. We cherish that Allah has given them to us, like Allah has given Hawa to Adam alayhi salam. That's nothing to do with toxic and abuse. And man, we need to fix this. But you need to know that it bounced on the other side. And a lot of it has to do with this jokes and posts that are very weak and always putting men down, and that men are supposed to be remotely, you know, remoted or, you know, controlled remotely by women, by their wives. That once you get married, it's over. That's it. Your masculinity is going down. You're not supposed to be the imam of your house. Make sure the woman, you keep her happy. You obey your wife. These kind of things are going around where men cannot stand up and be the imams of their house anymore. In good, in kind, not in abuse. I've always been against abuse. I've released videos against abuse. I've talked about what it is in terms of discipline, what a man and this and that, and with his children, with his wife. I don't shy away from that. Quran is Quran, Sunnah. All right? Never messed around with it. I know that it's like illegal in the world. And so we're talking from an academic perspective. I've never encouraged people to beat their wives or their kids or to abuse. No. But don't distort the faith, the deen. Okay? Don't distort the deen. So this is what I have to say. I know people are getting upset that I'm keep responding, but I'm happy that we are engaging in this discussion. This is a very important discussion, and I am happy that, you know, Mufti is talking and we are talking and we're going to get on a call. And I'm happy that Ali Dawa, okay, he responded, whatever, it's all good, no issues. And whoever else, Sheikh McCarthy and others, Sajid, it's okay. We need to talk about this issue. No one raised it up before. I've been talking about it for a very long time because I grew up like this. This is how I was. And when I converted to Islam, I was like that. That was just my nature. And my family can vouch for that. I've always been like this. It's not like I just, you know, had an awakening. I've always been like this. But then I realized that, wait, when I saw the Sahaba and I started reading the Seerah and the life of the Prophet, I realized, I was like, man, where is this? The non-Muslims are doing it, but I'm coming from Islam, from out of Islam with this, but where is the Muslim doing it? Why are we not talking about masculinity? Why are we not talking about the gender roles that Allah has decreed? People don't even talk about that. I remember very well in my psychology class, family psychology class, talking about gender roles. And man, at that time, the teachers had it. They knew exactly. But sadly, with the propaganda, and people invest a lot of money in propaganda, in media, that is now being silent. If any researcher or teacher would dare to say now these things, even though there's proof for that and evidence ample, of course, they'll lose their grants. That's how they've done it. They've squeezed us till the corner by removing our finances, threatening our comfort level, our paycheck, our family, our freedom, this and that. That's, do you not see what's happening? Even, especially now, 2020, 2021. Come on, guys. Wake up. So I'm inviting all the social media sheikhs, may Allah bless and guide all of it and all of us, to talk about masculinity, to start posting those hadith, to start posting about themselves, doing things, mashallah. Let's do some, you know, if you're posting this or that, sitting behind a desk, reading, alhamdulillah, you're saying the Prophet studied, he taught people, he did, okay, good. Let's start posting some masculine things. I challenge now, let me make this as a challenge to all the sheikhs online, to please post something masculine, talk about masculinity, post you, take a jog, let's do a challenge on a jogging, or 10 push-ups like I do with my Muslim Alpha Men Society, or 20 push-ups, or chin-ups, or some boxing, or wrestling, or shooting arrows, or riding a horse, or going swimming, okay? I challenge, you know, Yas Qadi, Mufti Mang, I know Ali Dawa, and these guys have been a bit active, okay? Any of that, I know Hamza is a boxer, mashallah, like we have some proper people, man, let's show it more, because our kids, my students, my boys, okay, thousands of them around the world are looking up to you. So I challenge you, let's put it, hashtag challenge the online sheikh to do some physical activity and post it. Okay, post it and say, hey guys, we're reviving masculinity based on Quran Sunnah, not based on Jibreel's look or way or this. No, no, no. Not based on this Sunnah, based on Quran Sunnah. Come up with the evidence, give this hadith. Let's look at Shamar Tirmidhi. Let's look at the evidences about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And let's do some of that and say, hey guys, let's revive this. Let's bring back masculinity. Let's teach our boys. I'm focusing on boys. And subhanAllah, you know, the women will follow, man. They will see, they will love it. Okay? So let's do it. Even mothers can teach the boys, can show the boys. Even if you're single, it's okay. Give them the example. That's why these sheikhs are online with millions of followers. Let's do it. I challenge, you know, Sheikh Tawfiq, Muhammad Sharif, anyone who's got a big following. I don't even know. Maybe you guys can tag everyone. I challenge you. Let's post you jogging or you doing some push-ups. Even if it's lockdown, right? Do some sit-ups. Do some push-ups. Let's go. Do some shadow boxing, okay? You're not hitting the face or anything. Shadow boxing. Skipping a rope, something, shooting an arrow, something from the life of the Prophet ﷺ like that. We talked about the softness. Yes, I agree, this mending the shoes and sewing and cooking, cleaning sometimes, okay? Hey, it happened. Okay, cool, no issues. We've seen those videos over and over and over again, making paratas and this and that. Alhamdulillah, barakallahu fikum for being good husbands, okay? But now show us some strength. We've seen the softness. It is part of the sunnah, rifq, and you know, all kinds of things. Yes. Let's look now at let's give us some strength. We want some strength. We, the ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the youth, the children, the boys, demand to see some strength from you. Please. Mufti Meng, he posted, alhamdulillah, he's jumping from an airplane, man. He's skydiving. Oof, I was like, you know what, man? Bismillah. All right. Cool. We're getting somewhere. Okay, I'm not saying every video now is going to be all punching and boxing and this. I'm targeting a specific thing. I'm doing that anyway, okay? For you guys though, who got millions of followers, let's talk about masculinity. Bring it up. Bring it up, please. Okay, post something. I challenge you. I challenge all the names that I said. You can tag other one. Sheikh Sajid Omar, anyone else who's out there, mashallah, who's doing da'wah. I challenge you to post something masculine, okay? Post you on a punching bag, anything, on a bike, running, sprinting, jumping, burpees, whatever. And I can show you on my group, and this is not now, it's not made today, okay? I've been doing this for years, challenges and videos and so on about activities and so on, challenging the brothers. Alhamdulillah, you can also join my Muslim Alpha Men Society if you want on Telegram, whatever, it doesn't matter. But I challenge the brothers, okay? The sheikhs online, who got millions of followers, post something, okay? Barakallahu feekum. May Allah bless all of you and guide all of us. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.